Hey everybody, I hope you're doing well. In today's video, I want to discuss a really serious issue. We're going to be talking about mental health, depression, being that today is World Mental Health Day. I had a few comments for you, and I also had some solutions and some resources to present to you. So let's go for a little walk, show you around. Some background noise. I wanted to let you know where I'm sitting. Let me show you around a little bit. I'm currently sitting in one of my favorite places right now. This is just actually a spot that I can pull off the highway, and it's just a beautiful view in the back. You might be able to see some of the mountains in the back there, but when I came here yesterday, this was just coming in crazy with some massive waves. Right now, tide's a little lower. But it's just a beautiful place. And actually, studies have shown that the sound of water, the sound of water moving and waves, is an incredible benefit to helping you with your mental health. It's just something, we're tuned to nature, guys. And you got to get out and find a place that really resonates with you. Listen to the sounds of nature. Look at the sights. There's been studies to show that the optic nerves that are connected to your vision and your brain and how it all works inside your head, when you stimulate that by looking at the water, when you look at the surface of the water, that has also shown to help produce a calming effect. So just sitting there and looking at water and hearing the water and just smelling the air and experiencing the vibration of nature is a huge step in the right direction to achieving optimal mental health. And one of the reasons I want to do this video is that I live in Canada, and I don't know where you're listening to this video from, but I can tell you from a Canadian perspective, we suffer just as much as any other country in the world when it comes to depression and mental health issues. For example, we have 1 in 3 Canadians. These are comparative studies that have been done for many years, that it's estimated that 1 in 3 Canadians experience depression and mental health issues and may develop substance abuse in their lifetime as a result. 1 in 3. So you're not alone by a long shot. Everybody goes through this at some stage in their life, some more than others, but we all experience it. It's part of being human. More than 10 Canadians, sadly, die every single day by suicide. Every single day, 10 people decide to pull the plug. They decide to quit. They decide to give up. And maybe it was because they couldn't get help. They couldn't find someone they could talk to. They didn't know what these resources were, and they obviously didn't know how valuable they are. They obviously didn't know that it is worth it to live this life, as challenging as it might be and as dark as things might seem to be. I wanted to do this video as a tribute to the World Mental Health Day, which is today, and also a tribute to those that have suffered from mental health issues, depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, etc. If you are one of those people that are struggling with your thoughts, with your feelings, with your life, you're struggling with feelings of depression, maybe you're struggling with contemplating suicide, maybe you've thought about that in the past, maybe you suffer from anxiety. Maybe you're trying to find your place in the world. Maybe you're trying to find your purpose. You're trying to connect to your passion. You're trying to actualize your potential in the world. Whatever it is that might be holding you back, I want to shed some light on a few things for you here today, because I want to say right off the bat, you're not alone. You're not alone in whatever challenge it is that you're facing. I've been there before in my life, and I am here doing what I do today. Because I feel like I got strengthened from those experiences in my life and from going through those trials. And I'm very happy to be able to do this type of work, to do the podcast that I do, to do the website that I do, to get to meet the great people that I get to meet and discuss these things with. It's an honor and it's a privilege, and I'm so grateful that I'm sitting here today doing what I love to do, and I'm not wasting my time living in a world of fear and living in a place where I'm held back from doing what I otherwise would have done. And I'm so glad that I met the people that I did back in those years that I was struggling with some depression and some things like that in my life. and I want to pay that forward. I want to share some information with you. And this isn't going to be the only video. This is, in fact, just an introduction for you to some things that I'm going to be covering on my podcast. My website is wayofthetruthwarrior.com. It's currently under construction because I'm rebuilding it. I'm going to be writing some blogs and some articles and linking other people's work and doing some videos and some shows. And I've got all kinds of plans for you on the field, in the field of personal development. What can you do to discover who you really are, to learn about who you are on a deep fundamental level? How can you master your own mind and take it back? How can we take back our own minds? In many cases, depression, in my opinion, is triggered by external circumstances, which we all experience, from your upbringing to your environment to the people around you to never feeling like you're fulfilled in life to having maybe a lack of self-esteem or a lack of self-knowledge in general. These are all things that affect everybody on different levels. And maybe if it's not you, maybe you're listening on behalf of somebody that you know, a young person, an old person, doesn't matter. But you're listening on behalf of somebody that might be suffering from some of these very, very destructive mental health issues, such as depression and anxiety and other kinds of things like that. So this is a tribute to you guys, and I want to provide, I'm going to be providing some resources to you in this show, some actual practical resources where if you need help immediately, if you need to talk to somebody, if you need to seek counsel, there is a link below in the description of this video, or if you're listening to this in an audio format on my Podbean or iTunes account, there's a link in the description that I have actually partnered with on a sponsorship project. This is one of my sponsors, and I'm very grateful to them. They're a fantastic organization. It's called BetterHelp, and the reason I partnered with them and agreed to do this was that they are one of the largest and I feel like the most credible online sources for online counseling. And if you're like me and you're not interested in going and paying somebody, paying some counselor the equivalent of what it would be to hire a lawyer just so that you can find some solutions in your life, there's other options that are available. So I feel like they're providing great resources. They provide professional, fully trained, fully certified counselors and people that can help you, and they've got all kinds of valuable information for you over there. So check out the link in the description. That's one of the things I'm going to be referencing in this upcoming series, because I feel like it's going to help you, it's going to help spread awareness, and we need to provide solutions and try to encourage people that are suffering from mental health issues to go and seek help. And sometimes it's hard to know where to go, so I've scoured the internet, I've looked at as much as I possibly can. I've had counseling in my own life, especially years ago when I was going through my challenges, and it helped me immensely. It helped me immensely. And we don't all have that, the greatest support structure in our lives. You know, I know there are many people that I hear from on a regular basis that, you know, they're looking for someone they can talk to. They're looking for help. And so I'm trying to find and connect you with organizations and people and services that I think would benefit you. That's a, you know, it's a fair price. They work with integrity, they know what they're doing, and they've got a proven track record. These are the kind of companies, products, and services that I align with and that I refer to people. If I didn't believe in it, I wouldn't be referring it to you. So I just wanted to put that out there. Check the link below. I remember when I was going through mental health issues, I was confused. That's where it was, that was the source of my experience. I was very confused. I was confused about my place in the world. I was confused about who I was, like we all are as we're growing up, but it really impacted me on a deep level. And some of the experiences that I had and the way I perceived those experiences impacted me so greatly that it shut down my will to live. And I even felt, I felt that urge to contemplate something like suicide, because you get to a point where you're like, I can't do this every day. I can't live like this every day, day after day. I can't keep going through this pain. And then I eventually went and did seek some counseling, and I had an amazing counselor that really helped me talk it out. And I went the route of taking, the doctors, they just do what they think, they do what they're trained, you know, they're there to prescribe medications and get you out the door. But in many cases, not in all cases, there's some great people out there, but I feel like the field of psychiatry has moved completely in the wrong direction, where it's just going right to here's some SSRI drugs, we're going to rewire your brain, and I guess for some people in extreme cases that can be a benefit in the short term to just help get you enough perspective so that you can take other steps like the steps I'm going to be recommending in these videos. But what I found helped me the best, I found those things just made it worse. That was just my experience. But what helped me the most effectively was when I got to sit down and actually have dialogue with another human being, somebody that was trained, somebody that understands psychology, somebody that understands that the best help is self-help. The best help is you talking it out. And even though you're talking to another person, somebody that knows what they're doing, it's actually you doing that process on your own. You're the person that is actually going through and digging down to those experiences in your life, those thoughts that you're having, trying to identify thought patterns, trying to find out why is this me? Why am I the one experiencing these feelings? Why am I the one that is suffering from this? Why am I getting anxiety every time I am out in public? Why can't I go and, do what I want to do in life? What's holding me back, right? And we all have things that hold us back in life, but some people, it hits them in a much more extreme way. And maybe partly it's biological, but I feel like if you look at a field like something like epigenetics, for example, yes, there might be genetic precursors that are linked to things like depression, runs in the family, etc., right? But as much of the new research that's coming out shows, those are just, they look at it like that's the loaded gun. Any biological or genetic links that you have to things like depression or mental health issues, that's just a loaded gun. That's a potentiality. It doesn't mean that has to be your life experience forever. There are solutions, even for the most extreme cases. It's lifestyle. It's the choices that you make in life that actually pull the trigger of that gun and bring that state of ill health into fruition. And this goes down in this type of research. They talk about this as in everything from cancer to diabetes to Alzheimer's to mental health disorders, etc. So it's an exciting new field. You should check it out. I've spoken about it before. You can do some research online. I'm going to be having some people on the show in the future to discuss this in more detail for you. But when we're relating this to mental health, what we're actually saying and what I'm saying is that you do have a choice. And you're not a victim. You're not just destined to be depressed or experience these kinds of feelings for the rest of your life. You can make choices right now. You can make small little incremental steps towards optimal mental health. You can change your life one little bit at a time. You do not have to be stuck in some kind of a karmic wheel or a downward spiral where you feel like you're trapped there and you have no other options. There are options and you are not trapped. And there are great people out there that are very experienced in doing this that can help you. And what I want to offer you is just some things to think about, just some basic things to think about. Like one of the big factors that contributes to things like depression is a feeling of a lack of self-worth. Like you aren't worth anything. And maybe that's because people around you told you that when you were growing up. Maybe it's your parents, maybe it's your friends. Maybe you just assumed that when you looked at the state of society. You just assumed, this is a big universe. I'm just one little tiny little part of it. And I don't really have any value to give. And I'm not really talented. And I didn't do well in school. Or even if you did, but just deep down, you've always felt like you really don't know what it is that you have to offer. So there's this sort of feeling of a lack of self-worth that can overwhelm people. So that's why I spend a lot of time talking about cultivating healthy self-esteem. Because if you have a sense of who you are and what kind of skills you have and what kind of value you do have, if you know that and you believe it and you like, it's not just something that I'm telling you or that you read in some book, or even some counselor is going to tell you. It's something that you have to tell yourself convincingly. And there are many environmental, external things that can trigger things like depression and anxiety. Yes, but ultimately, who and what is the thing that experiences that depression and that anxiety? It's you. So you are the one that is perceiving that experience in that way. So if I were to tell you that you do in fact have the power to change and reorient that, you do have the power to change that. You do have the power to make a choice to brighten your consciousness, to brighten your mind, and not dim it, and not withdraw. One of the biggest things that happen when you start feeling symptoms of depression is that you withdraw. You withdraw to a point where you are no longer wanting to be engaged in the world at all. You lose all motivation, you lose the will to live, and it can be quite disastrous to you and to your family. And it just becomes one domino effect after another that leads to even more depression. So think of it like this: depression leads to depression leads to depression, and it just keeps going. So what if we switch around that dynamic in your thinking? What if we say, okay, I am going to accept where I am right now. Right now, I'm not feeling too happy about myself or my life circumstances. I'm feeling down. I'm feeling neglected. I feel like a victim. All right, I accept that. That's where I'm starting. But I don't have to stay there, right? Every journey, you go on a hike, okay? You go outside, you go on a hike. You're hiking this beach, okay? You can go and just stay in the first spot you came to, or you can decide to continue your journey and you can actually have an incredible hiking experience. Got some kids running around here. And you can continue your journey and you can actually get to another destination where you have a new perspective, right? So when you're on that hike, you have one perspective. The perspective slowly going to change as you're going down that path until maybe you're going to get to a point in the hike where you see a mountain in front of you, right? So then you have to hike up that mountain. And so as you go up that mountain, your vista is going to expand. Your view is going to expand. You're going to be able to see more around you and gain more awareness. And that's also an amazing experience because you get to see some things that you would have never seen had you not gone on that journey, right? Think of this battle like that, like you're in this spot. And if you want to change the orientation of your mind so that your mind isn't winning, you know, and when I'm talking about your mind, like, the mind is the most complex thing ever. Like, we're still trying to learn about the processes of the human brain. It's incredible how much of a razor's edge we are from sanity to insanity. It's incredible that we're even capable of that. But regardless, what is shown is that we are able to change our mental orientation. We are able to do that. I am living proof of that. I used to completely be where you might be right now, where I was beating myself up every day. I was, and internally, I felt like I was worthless. I felt like I wasn't doing what I wanted to do and that I wouldn't be able to do what I wanted to do. I felt very depressed and sometimes I couldn't even explain why. It's not always an explanation. It's not always an easy, rational explanation that you're going to be able to come to. You just feel the way you feel in that moment. And then you start torturing yourself with these what ifs. You know, what if I don't succeed at this interview or this date or this just even getting out of the house, or what if I don't succeed in pursuing whatever it is I want to do? The what ifs are what beat you up the most, and you end up dwelling on them. And the mind will dwell where the mind stays. So if you stay in that place of negative thinking and negative self-talk, it will just keep growing on itself. Like a cancer. And so you need to change that. So it's going to take some effort. There's going to be some work involved. And that's why it's important that when you're looking at changing or developing yourself or growing or accessing more of your potential and bringing it out into the world and into your life, you have to recognize that it's not just going to be handed to you. Taking just a bunch of drugs or taking a quick way out, an easy way out, is not going to help you. It's not going to help you in the long run. You got to do things that are long run solutions, long term solutions. And it has to be a very proactive approach where you're going to just, if you're not even able to get up out of the house and get up out of bed, like if you're in that place, you need to start thinking about what can you do to start motivating yourself just to take this journey, to be able to use your imagination to see yourself in a place where you're happy, where you're fulfilled, where you're experiencing joy, where you're having all the abundance in your life that you've ever wanted. You're succeeding in life, you know, and that you do have something to bring to this world and to this life. It's not worthless. It's not hopeless. What can you do to motivate yourself to start thinking like that? It's not going to happen overnight, but what can you do to start the journey, to start that hike up that mountain? And one of the things that helped me was to read the greats, read great minds, read as much as you can about true, authentic personal development. Not, there's a lot of superficial materialist stuff out there that just, I feel like it does more harm than good. But, you know, I've referenced many times people like Nathaniel Brandon and, oh man, there's so many others I could mention. I'm actually going to be interviewing a bunch of these individuals on my show that are going to be bringing you a totally new way of looking at yourself in the world. There's many people from the past that you could read, many great philosophers, many great thinkers on many subjects, whatever subject it is that you're interested in. And right now I would suggest that if you're suffering from this, your subject is the self. You want to understand who you are. And so you got to start studying philosophy. And there's actually something called psychoepistemology. And what that's talking about is psychology blended with philosophy. So psychology's talking about more of the rational processes of the mind, you know, what are the processes that lead to that, let's just say. It's looking at the scientific side of it. But then the epistemological side, which is the philosophical side, is looking at the why. It's looking at the bigger questions. Why are you in this state of depression? Why are you there, and how can you get out of that? How can you move towards a different way of thinking of yourself in the world? And so this is something that I feel is really helped me, was reading the greats, getting into philosophy. The other thing is moving your body. There's been a lot of research to show that when you are moving your body in a way that inspires you. Okay, so for some people, they like to go jogging. For other people, they like swimming or kayaking or hiking or taking up activities. You know, I train martial arts. That's for me. And I do other activities as well, believe it or not. But moving your body in a way that you have to think outside of the things that are haunting you all the time. You've got to get out of your own head for a while, and you've got to focus on working on your coordination, working on your balance, working on your strength, working on your cardiovascular development, working on being efficient with your energy. All of these things, when you're moving your body, that's the interface with the physical world around you, right? That's what you use to interact. I've got a bunch of rocks right here. I'm using my body and my hands and my fingers and all the fine little motor skills to manipulate this rock right now, right? But if I relate that philosophically, this is where the epistemological aspect comes in. If I relate that to my mental patterns, my consciousness, right? Then I could see it as that the movement of my body and the movement of just even something like my hands can stimulate movement in my mind, right? And I've even talked to athletes that are, you know, they train every day, they work out every day, they're experts with their bodies, but they can't get their mind to go to that place that they need to go in order to fully succeed in their competition or in their training or the discipline, right? So sometimes it's the fact, for those kinds of people, I would say maybe settle down the movement and try to focus more on doing some meditation, doing something that's calming, like, you know, work on doing some art or some calligraphy, or work on mastering a musical instrument, something that takes you out of that constant go, 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 rush, 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 blood, sweat, and tears all the time. So there's two extremes to this. And the reason is because there is a mind-body connection. And you can't have one without the other. And if either is in an imbalanced state, it will produce the equal amount of imbalance in the other part. So if your mind is imbalanced, your body will start to be thrown off. If your body's imbalanced, your mind will start to throw off. So this brings in a lot of other research that's been shown that if you're even just on a level of health, if you're not getting the right kind of nutrients and antioxidants and, you know, micronutrients, macronutrients, all the things that your body needs, if you're not getting those things in abundance on a daily basis, drinking enough water, having a healthy pH balance in your body, right? If you're not looking after those things, that lack, that deficiency can lead to a deficiency in your mind, which leads to a lot of these things like depression, anxiety. It throws the mind off its center. It's like a boat on the water that was, you know, it's got the sail, it's built perfectly, but then, you know, it takes some damage on the hull. So then the boat starts to lean to one side, and then, you know, the wind hits the sail at a different angle now, and all of the natural forces just totally tear this boat apart. Maybe it would have just started with one little poke hole in the front of the hull of that boat, and it just, the natural forces take over and boom, that thing shattered on the rocks and it's destroyed. And so that's why the law of balance that I've been speaking about from sort of the martial arts perspective, you know, the yin yang, this is something that is so key when it comes to approaching your mental health. So studying philosophy, studying your body, start to learn also about mental health. Like, learn about depression. Go online. There's so many good resources, like the resources that I've linked below for you. Check them out. Follow up on it. And start to learn about it. I found when I started to learn about what caused depression, and I learned about it from multiple angles. Don't just take one person's word for it. Like, look at it from an eclectic point of view. What causes depression? What causes anxiety? What's the research on it? How have people succeeded before? You know, read success stories all the time, so that you've always got that foundation of confidence there that, hey, you know what? If I stick at this, if I work on myself, if I make this a project of personal development, I can succeed. I can get out of this hell. I can actually live the life I've always been destined to live, that I've always wanted to live. I can rebalance my mind. I can rebalance my body because other people in even worse circumstances than myself have achieved that. You know what I'm saying? So that's all. That was something that really helped me. The other thing is I wanted to talk about is your economy, your life economy. Okay, we hear about the economy and the financial system and all that stuff, but think of it like, what about your time economy? What are you spending the most amount of time doing in your day? Sometimes I've seen with people that I've spoken to and I've seen that are become successful in this, a lot of times they just had to make some changes in their life. Maybe it was just that job they were working that just kept them down. They just weren't feeling inspired. And if you're not inspired with what you're doing, you're going to crash and burn. And depression is to be expected, right? These are just effects. Depression and anxiety and all this stuff we're talking about, those are effects of something else that is the cause. It's not the cause of itself. It's the effect that something is off. It's like a barometer. If you start feeling pain in your leg, you should probably go, well, it's not just that I have leg pain now. I'm a person that suffers from leg pain. You know what I mean? You should probably investigate, well, what was it that I did? Oh yeah, I remember I slipped and fell and smashed the side of my knee up against some rocks. That might be causing the problem. So you found the cause to why you have leg pain, right? Or if you're a person that experiences migraine headaches, oh, I'm just somebody that suffers from migraine headaches and I'm gonna suffer from migraine headaches for the rest of time. Like, if you believe that, you will suffer from migraine headaches for the rest of time. But if you start to research and learn that there are ways that you can change things about your diet and your sleeping patterns, and maybe it's your vision, maybe you gotta look and see, maybe you need some glasses or something like that. Maybe you're on the computer too much, maybe you're looking at your phone too much, maybe you've got a stressful environment that you're living in, maybe there's just, you know, there's a lot of reasons why you could be experiencing migraine headaches. So you need to find out the source, okay? So I'm bringing that up because it's the same thing if you're trying to discover the source to your mental anguish. Mental anguish. And so what are you spending time doing? Are you just wallowing in the fact that you have these issues? Or could you maybe say, well, I'm going to start allotting a little bit of time, maybe 15 minutes a day. 15 minutes a day towards reading some book. Okay? Reading some book. Or 15 minutes a day to listening to a podcast. Or 15 minutes a day to going out for a walk. I know there's a park close by, I'm just gonna go and I'm gonna commit to even 15 minutes three times a week. Let's make it as easy as possible. 15 minutes three times a week, I'm gonna go walk in the park. And I'm gonna smell the air, and when I'm there, I'm gonna try to be lucid. I'm gonna try to actually pay attention. I'm gonna leave my phone off, nobody's gonna call me. I'm just gonna go there and I'm gonna be completely lucid and engaged in my experience at that park. I'm gonna smell the air, I'm gonna see every little texture of all the trees and the leaves. I'm gonna listen to the sound of water. I'm gonna sit by a fountain. I'm gonna watch the birds. I'm gonna look at the squirrels. I'm gonna see how they look for those nuts and things, and how they climb up the tree bark and all that kind of stuff. You're gonna be lucid. You're gonna notice where the sun is. Start looking for every day. Get up, where's the sun right now? Is it low? Is it high noon? Is it moving towards the evening? Don't look at your watch, look at the sun. Start connecting to nature. You know, and then, oh, it's a full moon today. It's a half moon. It's a quarter moon. It's a blood moon. There's an eclipse. You know, whatever it is, start studying the patterns of nature. Notice that. Take notice of these things. I think a lot of other reasons why we suffer from these types of mental disorders is because we're completely disconnected from the thing that produced us, which is nature. We're completely switched off from that, and we're now stuck in these little apartments and homes, and we're all squished together, and there's, you know, we're living amongst all these other people, and you can be stuck in an area that's very full of congestion with lots of traffic and lots of people rushing about constantly, stressful energy everywhere around you. So even the environment around you can be stimulating a lot of this mental anguish that you're feeling. Another thing is, what kind of people are you hanging out with? What kind of people are around you all the time? Do you have supportive people in your family, or could they care less? You know, what kind of friends are you hanging out with? Are they going anywhere in life? Are they motivational? Are they happy people? Are they deep thinkers? Like, can you have a legit human conversation with them about something other than, you know, the sports and the weather and all that kind of stuff? You know, is there people around you that you can connect with on a human level? A lot of research shows that just having a healthy relationship with other human beings and having good dialogue with other human beings and being around people that you feel good around, that's a huge component in where your mental health is going to be. We talked about time economy. Invest time in changing those things. What about your finances? You know, it always has shocked me that I teach martial arts out of a gym, okay? And I've run academies for years, and I've been in the world of health and fitness for a long time. And people come in and I ask them, what's your goal? What do you want to do this for? Why are you here? You know, I always ask them that. And they're like, oh, I want to lose some weight. I want to get shredded. I want to learn how to defend myself. I want to compete in a tournament sometime. I want to, whatever. They have all these different goals. And then I'm like, okay, here's my schedule. So I tell them the time. We talk about time economy right off the bat. Here's the schedule. This is when the classes are happening. So you may have to rearrange certain things in your schedule to match our schedule here in order to make this work. And then here's our monthly rates. You know, here's the financial commitment. I'm not just going to do this for free. There has to be equal exchange of value for value. And you have to now take some money out of your monthly finances, and instead of allocating it towards things that are actually not good for you, you're going to allocate them towards things that are good for you. Okay? And so we talk about budgeting your money. And there's been many people that have actually helped put a budget together so that they could afford to do it. And they've come back later and thanked me for that, because it's more than just about money and all that kind of stuff. It's more about, where is your focus and your attention going? What do you value? You're going to spend money and time in places that you value. Okay? So that comes into question. What are your overall values in life? Do you value just, you know, the quick fix? Or do you think long term about your success in life? And so, are you willing to take a little bit of time in your week to dedicate towards yourself for a change instead of what everybody else needs around you? Are you able to take time for personal development and self-help and dedicate that and commit to it and put it on your calendar and put reminders in your phone and do it whether it's raining, whether it's shining, whether people are calling you, whether your boss tells you gotta come? Are you willing to make such a strong commitment to yourself that this is a line in the sand, that this is my life, and no matter what the external forces say and all the people around me and what they think I should be doing, whether it's family, friends, bosses, or whatever, I am committing to my personal development. There is nothing you can do to change that. If you have that level of resolve, I can guarantee you will see success in your life when it comes to approaching these challenges. I just, like, it's 100% guarantee, okay? Then if you take, say, where you're spending your money, because what's money? Money's currency. It's something we use to represent what we value. So we trade value for value, right? That guy has tomatoes. I want those tomatoes. I don't know how to grow tomatoes, so I'm going to give him something like money to buy those tomatoes. Or there's a McDonald's up the street. I'm going to go give money for that McDonald's. And is that something that's going to really build you into a really healthy person? Is that going to help you on this track? You know, drinking alcohol, you know, how much money are you spending on that? So go through a budget and go, okay, every month, even do it on a weekly basis. This is even more successful. On a weekly basis, how much are you spending on cigarettes, alcohol, fast food, which is crap, or any food that's just not serving your body, okay? Even things like what kind of television are you watching? How much are you spending on your cable bill and your internet bill watching things that might not be good for you? Not to say there aren't things that are good, but where are you investing your money, which is then also contributing to your time investment? What are you doing that might be, in a very small way, distracting you from your greater purpose in life and might be contributing to your feelings of I'm not worthy, depression, anxiety, etc., right? And maybe you could take some of those resources, those financial resources, and you could allocate them instead. So you're not adding things to your budget. You're going to reallocate your resources. So you're going to take from something that's not good for you once you've made that list, and you're going to say, well, look, man, and I've done this many times. I've seen this with people. They're spending thousands of dollars, hundreds of dollars a month on things that are just not serving them at all. So we take that finance and we allocate it towards things that are healthy. Buying some books, buying some audio MP3s, enrolling with a counseling program if you need that, you know, taking that money and allocating it towards something that's going to benefit you, enrolling in a fitness program, going to get a gym membership, signing up for karate lessons, taking up archery, taking up whatever it is, badminton, whatever it is that you've always been wanting to do but you've been putting off because you've got to wait until you're not depressed anymore. Don't wait. Do it now. Do it as a way of getting out of that mental dungeon that you've locked yourself in. Do it as a way of getting up and doing something and just start and know that, yeah, I'm not going to be good at it. I'm not going to feel that motivated. I'm probably going to feel tired. I'm going to feel fatigued and I'm going to have days where I don't want to do it, but I'm going to make a firm commitment to myself. The same level of commitment that you've made mentally to feeling depressed, to that your mind is now taking over and running the show for you, instead of you, the true you that's inside, that is an emanation of the universe and an emanation of nature, has been put into a little dark room and locked away. You need to wake that up and bring that out and make that the master of your life, and switch off the ego for a while and say, look, I'm not gonna live like this anymore. So I'm gonna do what it takes to make those strides. So time economy, financial economy, and then what about the influences around you, the people around you? Are you gonna allow toxic people, vampiristic people to remain in your life that are taking your energy, that don't really care about you? Are you going to allow them to be the dominant force in your life? Or are you going to maybe start going out to some events that are in your area? There's always local theater productions and local plays and sporting events and comedy clubs and, all kinds of get-togethers. There's even like self-help get-togethers. You can go up on like, look it up online close to you, meetup.com, you know, and just, I mean, be careful. And they're not all the same. They're not all the same quality, but, you know, go and explore. Go and get out and see if you can find like-minded people that are doing things that you're interested in. And go down to the community center and just get out and see if you can surround yourself with people that are on either the same path as you. Maybe they're like you, they're broken and they need some help and support. So work together and bounce off each other. That helps. And then look for people that are good leaders, that are actually where you want to be in life. And learn from them and try to engage and surround yourself with positive people that are really going to benefit you and uplift you. That's really key. And there's all kinds of online communities as well. If maybe you're immobile and you can't just get out like that, maybe you're in a wheelchair, maybe you're bedridden, I don't know what your situation is, but there's always a way that you can achieve these things, okay? Don't let your first thought that comes into your head that says, oh, it's impossible because of all these problems I have. Oh, there's no way I can do. You got to shut that mental chatter off. It's bullshit. It's lying to you. And you need to reprogram that. And it's going to take some time to do that. So this video is already almost 40 minutes, guys. I hope I've added some value to you. I'm going to be doing more on this. This is something I'm passionate about. If I can do it, you can do it. And if people all over the world every single day are doing it and are making progress and are having success, then you can do it too. Don't let that doubt, that self-doubt, become your master. Become your own master. Don't let the world around you control your mind. You need to control your mind. You need to take back the control of your mind. Because if you don't control your mind, someone else will, or something else will. It's you that has to do that and take it up. Like that's your new thing. That's what you're gonna commit every second of your life to, especially if you're suffering right now. You need to realize that you have value, that life has value, even though it's challenging and it's tragedy and it's beauty at the same time. It's both. But don't dwell and become imbalanced on either one of those spectrums. You need to be happy. Don't be fake and be like, yeah, I'm Mr. Shiny Happy Person all the time. Don't be fake, because that's not true. You're actually repressing stuff there. If you're sad, feel sad. If you need to cry, cry it out. If you need a shoulder to cry on, go find a shoulder to cry on. If you need help and you just feel like you can't do this alone, then think about, yeah, maybe I need to get some professional counseling from someone just to get me off my feet. Or I need to go and look for those resources. And I'll be providing many. This is just one or a few that I can mention right off the top of my head here. But getting out in nature, start with the belief that you can change, realize that you're not alone, and let's do this together, you know? And when you get to a point where you're mentally strong, you're gonna be like me, and you're gonna be like, you know what? I wanna go and help other people that are suffering from this, because I've been there. And that can then bring more purpose into your life, because now it's bigger than just you. You're actually out there creating a storm of awareness and waking people up and helping them achieve their potential. And there's nothing more gratifying than seeing that your message and your work and your contribution has actually helped another person. There's just something incredible about that. So I hope that adds something for you guys. And I also want to let you know that I just did an amazing show. One of this episode that I just released is probably going to be released today or tomorrow on this channel, on my YouTube channel. I did it with a gentleman named Greg Swanson, and his website is mindwarriorcoach.com. Mindwarriorcoach.com. Check out that interview, guys. We talk about all of these kinds of things as well, how you can become mentally strong, what the processes are. He's got some fantastic courses on his website, and I'm gonna be offering some more of these things on my Way of the Truth Warrior website as well, as I get to work rebuilding that site. So I hope that gives you something, and I wanna wish you all the best, give you all the encouragement. Go out and make life your life. Thanks, guys. Talk to you later. Cheers.